Words from the Gospel. They asked John, "Who are you? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" In the name of God, Source, Word, and Life-Giving Spirit. Amen. Who are you? Are you the Messiah? No. Are you the prophet we are waiting for? No. Are you Elijah? No. Well, then John, who are you? Figuring out who John is both simple and complex. It is simple because John baptizes people. He is John the Baptist. A ministry so tied up with who John is that it becomes part of his name. But it is also complex. In Matthew's Gospel, John says, "If you are willing to accept it, John is Elijah who is to come." But here, in the fourth Gospel, John says, "No, I am not Elijah." So who is John? Our Gospel points to how John the Baptist claims a preparatory role. John is a herald of the Lord, the one who announces that Jesus is on the way. And in this season of Advent, that is the image of John that we remember as we prepare ourselves for Jesus' birth. Advent is like a preparation. Prepare yourself. God incarnate, a little baby in Bethlehem, is breaking into our lives. I want to look at John's preparatory role in two ways. First, who does he prepare? And second, how John uses the voice of the prophet Isaiah to help us prepare for the breaking in of the light of the world. Who does John prepare? When John finally answers who he is, he does so with the words of the prophet Isaiah. "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness." Prophet Isaiah is speaking to a nation in exile, a nation that feels abandoned by God. In the Isaiah text, it is the angels who will prepare a way through the desert by which the people of Israel might return home from Babylon. Like a modern construction crew building a 400 series highway, these angels were to level the hills and fill in the valleys, creating a superhighway to take the people home. John uses these words to explain who he is, but he uses them in a slightly different way. He is not preparing a road for the people to return to Israel. They are already there. He is preparing a road for God to come to his people. Through his ministry, through his preaching, teaching, and baptizing, John is opening up the hearts of the people. He is leveling their pride. He is filling their emptiness. John is preparing the people for God's intervention. John is preparing the believer by inviting us to turn to God, or perhaps return is the better word. John tells us to repent, which is a way of recognizing that in our hearts, not everything is level. Not all the paths are leading toward God. In our heart, there is wilderness and back roads that we would like to forget, boulders and chasms that seem to block our way forward. In our spiritual life, we are rarely cruising on the superhighway. It is downtown gridlock at 4 p.m., and sometimes the radio is broken too. I think in these moments, we can draw strength from the testimony of John. John is like a herald, reminding us that when we are stuck, that somehow a voice will cry out, "Help is coming. God is on the way." In Advent, we remember that John testifies to the light. The light is coming and the darkness will not overshadow it. It is a message of hope to encourage us as we prepare for the light. In our first lesson, we read a passage that reverberates light shining in the darkness. The oppressed receive good news. The brokenhearted are bound up. Captives and prisoners receive their freedom. And those who mourn are comforted. They are anointed with oil and decked in garlands. All through Advent, we read from the prophet Isaiah. When Advent began, we read that the people walking in great darkness have seen a great light. In a lot of ways, 2020 has been a dark year, or at least a year when we got a lot more artificial light as we stayed put and stayed home. When the world stopped in mid-March, there was an eeriness to it all. The confusion, the fear, the difficulty of knowing what's next. Like a people walking in the dark and into the unknown. What makes the words of the prophet ring true for us today is that even though he is talking about the darkness of his own time, he is being led by the Holy Spirit to look deeper into things, to see how God is working. And what the prophet sees is something beyond the news or the current affairs of his darkness, but to something much deeper, something of universal significance. And the prophet sees light breaking into the darkness. Light is a simple but beautiful image. Light gives clarity and beauty. It brings warmth and calms our fears. It helps us to see each other and enables us better to help one another. If darkness is like being dead, the light is like being alive. In Advent, our readings are meant to remind us that light is breaking in, that Jesus is on the way. In our own lives, we are never only in a situation of light or darkness. It is always some sort of mixture. Brother Roger of Teze would like to say, we live in a world where darkness and light coexist. In today's passage from Isaiah, the light breaking in comes from the figure who has the Spirit of God upon him, the one anointed by God. In Luke's gospel, Jesus quotes from this passage to announce the beginning of his public ministry. Jesus' ministry announces a kingdom of good news for the poor, the captives, and the prisoners. Jesus announces a kingdom of good news for people who are suffering physically or people who are in difficult situations. And it is also good news for the brokenhearted, for the people who are suffering in their mind or in their soul. That doesn't mean that these people in these situations are especially good or better deserving of God's care. It just means that God likes to work that way. It is just that God hates oppression. God hates when a group of people are reduced to silence or held in an intolerable situation. It says to us that God and God's activity in the world are always good news for people in situations of poverty, oppression, or of inner suffering. light and darkness. They are there together. But I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. With the advent of Jesus, we find ourselves face to face with our God who loves justice and hates robbery and wrongdoing. And when we prepare a place for him in our heart this Advent season, we find ourselves making room for the light to shine a little brighter inside of us. Amen.